This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Governor Jay Nixon's re-election war chest continues to grow, according to new figures released today. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Nixon raised just over $2 million between April and June and had over $7.5 million in his account as of July 1st. His campaign calls it his strongest fundraising quarter this election cycle and says his bank account is twice the size it was around this time in July 2008. The Democrat from DeSoto will face the winner of the August 7th Republican primary. St. Louis businessman Dave Spence loaned himself $500,000 this past quarter, raising his campaign war chest to nearly $3 million. Businessman and anti-cloning advocate Fred Sauer loaned himself $218,000, and attorney and minister Bill Randles has also used his own money to beef up his campaign coffers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
20 science teachers from six different states visited New Madrid, Missouri today to learn more about that town's claim to fame, earthquakes. It's part of a program to teach teachers about mid-continental quakes and geology. Lloyd Barrow teaches science education at the University of Missouri. He says the trip to New Madrid allows the teachers to see the places they discuss in their textbooks.
By being able to say, "I was there," will relate to the students. And so that's part of the benefit. Several of the teachers had been teaching about the New Madrid quake, but had never been here.
The group checked out faults and other geologic evidence of the great 1810 and 1811 quakes. After the University of Missouri system announced in May it would be shutting down the 50-year-old University Press, today the MU campus in Columbia announced the press will rise again, but in a much different form. For starters, the new incarnation of the press will be funded by the Columbia campus rather than the University of Missouri system. MU Provost Brian Foster says the new press will now be a part of the educational mission of the campus and will offer students the opportunity to gain hands-on experience similar to newsrooms in the journalism school and science labs around campus.
It'll be not just the press, but it'll also have a scholarly dimension, research about the future of scholarly communication on the one hand, and an instructional dimension on the other, which will be training people for careers in scholarly communication.
Spear Morgan of the Missouri Review will serve as the new director of the press. He says the new press will need to embrace e-books and new models like multimedia books. He'll oversee the hiring of an editor-in-chief, managing editor, a marketing person, and at least five graduate interns. Meantime, the plans to let go the current 10 employees of the old press have not changed. The Missouri Attorney General's office has reached a deal with some former U.S. Fidelis employees, allowing compensation for being laid off without proper warning. The Wentzville-based company collapsed in 2009 amid allegations it had lied to customers. A judge ruled in April that more than 550 ex-workers would share in a nearly $1.5 million settlement. The wealth of businessman John Bruner has allowed him to easily outspend his rivals in Missouri's Republican U.S. Senate primary. New figures show Bruner's campaign spent nearly $2.8 million this past quarter, almost all of which came from his personal contributions. Much of that money went to TV ads. Congressman Todd Akin and former state treasurer Sarah Steelman each spent nearly $279,000 on their Senate campaigns. All three Republicans are competing in the August 7th primary for the right to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. It's been a little over a year since elk were reintroduced into Missouri, and according to one conservation expert, they're doing well. Dr. Joseph Millspaugh with the University of Missouri Columbia provided an update to the Missouri Conservation Commission on the herd. He says survival and reproduction rates appear to be average to high, and the animals don't appear to be suffering any undue stress.
If we saw those very high values for extended periods, we might be concerned. But they were definitely not, and in no way a potential problem.
34 elk from Kentucky were released into a reserve in rural southeastern Missouri last year, each one equipped with a radio collar so they could be tracked. Farm interests oppose the reintroduction program, voicing concerns about potential crop damage and auto accidents, and a state audit last year was critical of the amount of money spent on the program. Columbia Head Start officials are searching for a new classroom for 20 preschoolers after a fire at the Head Start on Worley Street. The fire broke out yesterday evening around 6 p.m. and caused an estimated $50,000 worth of damage. Assistant Fire Marshal Tim Bach said the cause of the fire was an electrical problem with the air conditioner. Head Start Director of Operations Beth Vossler says it's fortunate the fire happened on a weekend when nobody was in the building.
it's not obviously something that anybody plans on. So, yeah, I think staff are in disbelief. You know, obviously you're saddened because we want to provide for the families that we serve. And, you know, thank goodness that no one was there because it could have been a lot worse.
Vossler says she's not sure how long it will take to repair the building, but she says the students should have a temporary classroom by Wednesday at the latest. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.